where are you coming from when you say church is lies?
Church is lies. Well, if you take a gospel card, you see a bunch of lies on the back.
Yeah, we got them all listed on there for you.
They don't preach a biblical gospel, but they teach all these lies. So if you take that, you'll get your answer, and it's on our website.
Yeah. I could read it, but I don't. I'm probably not going to be able to keep it. I'd rather you give it to somebody who is.
Why wouldn't you keep it? Because are you seeking truth?
Am I seeking truth?
Yeah, you're asking a question about the churches. Why would you ask if you're not seeking truth? You're not. Are you a mocker? A mocker, like somebody coming up to make fun. I just had a lady making fun. You don't seem like you are. I don't. Some people do it all the time, man. They do it all the time. So you don't look like a mocker. So if you're seeking truth, you should put that in your purse and you should read those things.
Well, that's the thing, though. I'm being truthful. I can read this and adjust the information, but I'd rather give it to you.
Yeah, you have to test it to the Word of God. And if, see, I just told a man, if you don't test everything to the Word of God and come out of every false way, you're not being led by the Holy Spirit. And if you're not led of the Holy Spirit, you won't enter the kingdom of God. The churches are teaching a bunch of false ways. Christmas, Easter, worldliness.
But if you do like what you're listening to, make sure to check out his
But, man, everybody...
But what's the real church,
the real body of Christ? Is the ecclesia, the set-apart ones, the ones keeping Roman Catholicism, Baptist, Lutheran, Mormon, Jehovah Witness? There's not a man-made flavor that is biblical. There's not one.
If you test them to the scriptures, you'll find that it's true. They're teaching lies. The Bible says in Revelation 20:14
to be true,
that
you have to
add
it down
and ask some questions, and more importantly,
pray about it and have the Holy Spirit. Hopefully bridge that gap.
The Holy Spirit,
line up with the scripture.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit will always back up the Word of God. So when you read the Word of God and it says don't swear, the Holy Spirit's going to tell you don't swear. When you read the Bible and the whole, and it tells you to cover up your form and not show it off, don't dress in pride and vanity. Proverbs 6:17 says to dress in pride and vanity makes you an abomination to God. Oh, yeah, the Holy Spirit's going to go, that's what it says. It doesn't go against. Well, that's really...
We can discuss that at some point.
That's not important. Are you a child of God, born again?
I know that I am a child of God.
But are you born again by the gospel of Jesus Christ? Because a lot of people tell me they're born again. I just talked to a Satanist. He's born of Satan. I'm not saying you are. He was.
Okay, so what is your definition of born again?
Well, it's on that gospel card.
I want to know what you said.
By Jesus shed blood, he came into the world, lived a perfect life. He was fully man, fully God. He went to the stake. People know it as a cross. He died on a tree. And he rose again to defeat death. He shed his blood for the forgiveness of sin. And he says, come follow me by repentance, placing your faith. By repentance, you can come and seek the kingdom of God. And when God sees a willing vessel, repentance is change your mind and your ways to come out of the world and out of the church systems that are false. God sees a willing vessel. He gives you the Holy Spirit. Your whole life changes because you begin to read the Word of God, test everything to the Word of God, compare everything to Scripture, and you begin to throw out every false... Wait, let me finish the gospel.
Aware, though, that the Bible, right, the Word of God...
Let me finish the gospel, and then I'll feel that. So by faith, repentance...
If you don't want the card,
if you don't...
I didn't want to waste it. I did read it.
Yeah. Don'tperish.com. It's all on there. By faith, you have to repent. You have to be born again. Holiness and obedience is the fruit, not being of the culture. And then you have to endure. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ, the only way to eternal life.
So how do you resolve the fact that, well, let's say, for example, let's start with the Pentateuch, right? Those are five books that were brought together, right? Collected. And the only thing that we can go on is that they are inspired of God, but still they were written by a man.
Yeah, so that's a conversation. Yep, that's a conversation that I would take on with people that I thought were truth seekers after they go over the gospel, go to the scriptures, begin to test the scriptures, 24,000 manuscripts versus 700, the next closest book in antiquity. That's not something I take out with people in the streets. If someone's a truth seeker, they need to cry out to God and say, show me your truth, Lord. And as they begin to read the word, the Holy Spirit will begin to convict their heart. You're not going to get there. I can tell you're trying to get there in a mental ascent and you're not going to make it.
But you don't know that. You
cry out to God. The Spirit.
You don't know what I've been through, what I've walked.
I know what the Spirit tells me. The Spirit tells me there's only one way to Christ, and you can't make many ways. I can't make many ways. And you can only come through the blood and through the gospel. So So ponder that.
What you're telling me right ponder now that. Is that I am not a truth seeker and that I do not have a holism.
Well, if you're a truth seeker, not will be told is if you go to the Bible, conform your life, come out of the world, come out of whatever church system, if you're part of it, that will tell if you're a truth
there
seeker.
There is no church right now that fits what I believe is the truth.
Okay.
So
well, that may be true if you're in the truth, because I don't believe there's any buildings full of the truth.
Books, right?
Yeah, the Bible is
so
the Word of God.
To give that
it's not just a collection of books inspired by God.
Yeah. Inspired by God. And every word Jesus said, we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4, or he's a liar. And I'm going to leave it right there. I'm not here to argue with you about that. Yeah. I'm just telling you, unless you repent and seek the kingdom, you're going to lose your soul.
And I actually came here just to get some information.
Well, ma'am, you rejected it. You won't take the gospel card.
I have thousands of articles on my website. I'm being truthful.
Okay, so here you go. Here's my love offering to you. Don'tperish.com has got answers to everything you're talking about, and you can email us there. And if you want to go deeper in the truth, we're here to speak for you today. Yeah, sound good? We're militant. We're zealous for the things of God, but I'm not here to argue about manuscripts. Love is telling you to obey God, not fleshly love. You walk in the flesh. You walk in the flesh. If you're looking for fleshly love, yeah. Jesus never preached the gospel that way. The book of Acts is the most
advanced. How do you know I'm looking for fleshly love?
Because you said you don't feel love. I've been proclaiming God's truth. You don't see that as love. That's flesh, not spirit. I think I'm gonna end it, ma'am. We love you.
So once somebody tells you something you do not like, you step away.
Well, if I disagree, I had to send the Satanist away too. You're not a Satanist, but I had to send him away too.
Offered you to email.
I sent away Antichrist too.
You gave me donotperish.com.
Right.
What makes you think that I do not have that in my mind?
Well, then go test yourself, ma'am. Go test yourself. Test yourself. We're going to go back and we're going to keep preaching. We love you. Lifting up Jesus Christ today. Holy is the Lamb of God. Worthy to be praised. Christ came into the world to seek and save that which was lost. If you know that you're lost, if you claim to be of Christ and the Savior, but you live like the world, and if you're walking after the pattern of the world and the culture, and if you're walking after the man-made traditions, or you're making your own way, you're not of Christ. You're not keeping the commandments of God as the New Testament requires. You have to seek after in spirit and truth. We're hearing a lot of people today saying they're going to make their own way. I've got my own way. I believe this. I think that. But if it's outside of the word, the oracles, and the truth of God, there is no hope in it. When people begin to tell me that the word of God, Genesis to Revelation, is not the word of God, they become a form of antichrist. Because Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4:4, as I told that lady. And unless you're willing to humble and submit yourself to the word of God, you're operating in an antichrist spirit, because Christ is the word made flesh, sent from the Father to come and save and redeem and seek the lost. He came as a baby in a manger, but he's coming back as a flaming lion of Judah with wrath and vengeance and judgment. You'll be on the wrong side of the judgment of God in your church pews and in your American culture, lest you repent and seek the kingdom of God while there's time, neighbor. Jesus didn't die so you could entertain yourself, so that you could practice trinketry, gluttony, entertainment, worldliness. Jesus died to call people out, a peculiar people, for his namesake. So it's loving to remind you the standards of God is not the standards of the American culture.